All right, Tabo, say good morning. So we left off on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Ches. Givanim Shomrim Shal Machshavos Ra'os, which literally means different shades or different types of negative thoughts. So he says, Achilek Hara Shil Machshava Yocholi Hischalek B'Sugim Rabim Ma'od. Remember, we're talking about the impact of negative thoughts, of negative feelings. And again, when we spoke about negative thoughts, well, we'll see right now, it could encompass a whole variety of things. And the basic premise of the Mechaber is that man's state is really determined by his thoughts. Meaning, whereas often we think that our reality is governed by where our physicality, where our body is located, the reality is where man's thoughts are, that's where he is. So writes the Mechaber, this negative thought, or this aspect of negative thought, can be divided into many different categories. There are sometimes negative thoughts or negative thoughts that I think about myself. Negative self-image. So interestingly enough, having negative thoughts is not just negative about someone else. Or perhaps, again, as we saw yesterday, negative because I see all the negativity that's happening in the world. A person thinks poorly of himself, that's also negative thoughts. And we spoke about extensively earlier how to remove negative thoughts. Remember, we spent a lot of time focusing on this idea that bad actions do not create bad people. That at the end of the day, no matter what I do, the etzem ha'atzmi, the ani ha'atzmi is good and remains untarnished. He says, yeshnam devarim ra'im. So the first area of negative thought, the Mechaber says, comes from that I think negatively about myself. That in and of itself, and also we know that when you feel terrible about yourself, your physical reality could be fine. You could have good health, you could have parnasa, you could be happy, where you could be of a whole variety of things. But if you feel poorly about yourself, then at the end of the day, life is exceptionally miserable. This is oh, sorry. Yeshnam so that's the first category of thinking negatively. Yeshnam dvarim. There are times when I think negatively because I see negative things about others. We know how it works, that I see something negative about someone else. Now, the general klal with negative exposures is that they don't go away. They remain. That's why, again, you have a negative encounter with someone. Truth is, it's very hard to undo the negativity of that encounter. It's there. It's just part of your reality. So that's the second part. That's the second part or the second aspect of negativity. Yeshnam dvarim shu shomea. There are things that I hear. V'yeshnam dvarim sha'olim b'dinyon ha'adam shem yichol miyos. There are some things that I hear. There are some things that I imagine. Hu lo shama shem karu. I didn't hear that they happened. Lo ra shem karu. I didn't see that they happened. Hava olos lo kol mini machshavos. But all types of thoughts creep into my mind. Bichlalos imkein yeshnam sugim rabim ma'od shal machshavos shlilios. What this comes down to is, there are many different categories of negative thoughts. Many different categories. Im adam yisponi la'atzmo b'meshech yom yomayim, if a person begins to think to himself over a day or two, yizahe es hamachshavos, he can identify his thoughts. V'yisavik osan b'chaluka shal tap of kuf memtes, b'chaluka shal tov v'ra. So again, if a person is a little bit more attentive to himself, and begins to think about the things that he's thinking about, he can very easily categorize all of his thoughts in categories of tov and categories of ra. Yuchal la'achar kan la'kachas es kol ha'machshavos shel hara she'avru b'mocho u'lechalkon l'kama v'kama sugim. So the truth is, if I'm a little bit more attentive to about myself, with myself and about myself, so what I'll do is I'll pay attention what I'm thinking about over the course of the day. And I very quickly realize that the negative thoughts that I have fall in these different kinds of categories. Negative thoughts I have about myself, negative thoughts I have about others, negative thoughts that I have perhaps about the world in general, we'll call it situational negativity, that I just feel negative towards the world because of things that I've seen. And these are the different thoughts that run through one's mind. So the only thing he's introducing over here is just this idea. Remember, his whole premise is that what you think determines where you are in life. So we all have these negative exposures. Again, negativity about ourselves, negativity about others, negativity about the world. When you think negative, that puts you, remember his mashal? That puts you in the emotional, spiritual garbage dump. The difference is, if I find myself physically standing in a garbage dump, everyone knows reflexively to get out. But for some reason, when I'm standing in the emotional, spiritual garbage dump of negative thought, people tend to linger. They tend to linger. They tend not to get out very quickly. See, he says over here, Ich okrim, in the next section, Ich okrim machshava shalilis. How do we uproot negative thoughts? Now that we've identified that this concept exists, that there is negative thought, the next part is, okay, so now I'm experiencing it. I read something that upsets me. I saw something that upsets me. I'm not happy with myself. I'm upset at someone else. So now we've seen all of the negativity that exists. Now the shaila is, how do I get rid of it? How do I get rid of it? See, this is something very interesting. Atu nisponi binakuda hashorashit. Now we have to come to examine what is really considered to be the core issue. Ich la'akar es etzem mitzius hamachshava hara. How can you uproot? How can I uproot the etzem mitzius, the essence of negative thought that is found within the thoughts of man? So now we've identified that it exists. How do I purge myself of negative thoughts? See, he says, well, it depends. Kasher ha'adam ziha es atzmo kinushama shebalumash alea guf. We're back to the beginning of the sefer. When a person primarily identifies as an neshama, that is housed by a group. So my primary identity is that I'm a soul. If I'm holding on that level, v'humezua imkein im nishma, so, and therefore I primarily identify with my soul, azai kol machshava ra'a mafriya lo li'etzem ha'ani. So I will say, remember, if a person primarily identifies with the soul, that means every negative thought bothers his inner eye, his essence. Because then again, remember, if I primarily identify with the soul, that means I'm acutely aware that when I think something negative, I'm standing in the emotional, spiritual garbage dump. And I feel that. I feel that to my core. Zelo mashal, zelo melitza. It's not a parable. It's not a metaphor. Hamachshava hara, mafriya lo. So for the person who primarily identifies as a soul, negative thought bothers him. Kimo mechet hadokares, hadokares bebasar achai. Like a needle that is stuck into one's flesh. Such an individual does not want to hear anything negative. Such an individual does not want to think anything negative because it bothers him. Remember, Rabbi said, a person who primarily identifies with his neshama. So the same way that if a person primarily identifies with the guf, he will do anything and everything to escape physical pain, right? If you're a normal person, you do not want to be in pain. Not only do you not want to be in pain, but you do everything within your power to avoid pain. So if a person primarily identifies as an neshama, it's the same process. He will do anything and everything to avoid spiritual, emotional pain. So he recognizes that when there are negative thoughts, that he has to get rid of them, because at the end of the day, it's no different for him than a needle in my skin would be, which of course I'd want to avoid as well. So aval, however, kasha adayin lo higil l'shlav hazeh, shebaofen tivi hu meisir es hamachshavos haros mimachshavto. But again, let's say not this kind of person. So let's say again the other type of individual who has not yet reached this particular level, meaning va'adayin ein lo zihui atzmi gamor shal neshama shemaluba shal aguf. Meaning this individual has not reached the level where ultimately, again, he is able to primarily identify as a neshama that is housed by a guf and not just the opposite, meaning that he primarily identifies as a guf, as a body. So now what does such an individual do? Because at the end of the day now, this individual, lemaisa, primarily identifies as a guf that happens to house the neshama. So what do I do now if I want to purge myself of the negativity? Azai. So the first step is that a person has to get to know himself. A person has to get to know himself. A person has to become self-aware. It takes a little bit of time, or a lot of time, to simply get to know himself. Every person in accordance with his own time. And I will say, what do you do? You allow your mind time to wander. Now, what's interesting is the following. So all of us have moments when our minds wander, right? Sometimes, some people may be now, right? For others, it's during davening. For others, it's during the day, whenever it might be. What sometimes the reason why that's often not productive is because it's not defined in scope. Meaning, there is a benefit to allowing your mind to wander. We've seen this already before. Because the truth is, you could tell a lot about yourself, right? When your mind wanders, what does it wander to? That's very telling. So if a person's mind's wandering, the first thing it wanders to is work. Okay, so it tells me that I'm pretty work-focused individual. If it wanders, so whatever it is, that first like wandering, that first stop in the journey is just a very telling idea. So the Mechaber says like this, here I am, I'm an individual, I know what I want to aspire to. I want to be the kind of individual who primarily identifies as a neshama, as a soul, that is housed by a body, but I'm not there yet. Right now, I'm still identifying, I'm a material being, so I'm still probably a little bit more in the category of a person who identifies primarily as a body that happens to house a soul. So, but yet, I want to reach this level of purging myself of negative thoughts. So how do I do that? So the Mechaber says, first thing, take that time to get to know yourself. And then, what does that mean? Give your mind the opportunity to wander. And what happens? When a person goes ahead and thinks about something positive, he should identify the positive thing in that thought. And he can connect to this again in a spiritual fashion. So the Mechaber is giving a very interesting idea over here, that allow your mind to wander, and when you have a positive thought, connect to that thought. For example, l'dugma, let's read this and then we'll stop. Hukari b'iton moda shematzia Ezra l'ploni la'amori l'cholim l'skakim. O kosug Ezra shlotia. So let's say I'm reading the paper, I'm looking in the help wanted section, and I see that there is an ad for a healthcare service for someone who's going to for a caregiver, for someone who's old, for someone who's sick, for someone who's widowed, or for anyone else who may be in need. Oh, kol sugas fine. But whom is funny about most? And I see that. So what should that trigger in me? I have to ask myself, ma pula shematzim. So what is this ad actually asking for? Hatava lezulas. It's asking for someone who's able to go ahead and do good for the other, right? So that's really help wanted for an individual who is compassionate, empathic, and willing to do good with the other. Granted, it's not a volunteer position. A person may still be getting paid. But at the end of the day, I need someone with empathy and compassion. So he says, Va'azayim responding b'soch hatzmo. And a person, when he sees this, begins to think to himself, Ha'im ani mizuha emashim osim olo. Can I identify with that need that they're asking for or not? Meaning that I have to ask myself, am I a compassionate or empathic individual? Would I be able to answer this at? Not asking if I can do the job, but am I that kind of person ultimately who possesses these positive midos or not? He goes there and he thinks about and reveals for himself an inner identification for this good. So we'll say the first thing the Mechaber says is, again, I have to just allow my mind to wander. And when it wanders upon something, I have to ask myself, I have to analyze that thing that I'm thinking about. Let's say if it's something good, we'll get to if it's something bad. But if it's something good, I have to ask myself, do I possess these good qualities or not? That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the process of just getting a handle on one's thoughts. So remember, it's a controlled wandering. Let my mind go. When I happen to wander to something positive, I simply ask myself, do I possess these positive qualities or not? We'll stop over here. We're stopping in the middle now. But Amir, I'm sorry? So we'll see if the answer is no. We'll discuss that. But Amir Hashem, we're stopping in the middle over here in a little bit, but we'll pick up here tomorrow. Correct. Correct. Do you possess a life sensitivity or not? Now, obviously, if the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, we'll see. We'll see.
So that's the beginning of getting rid of negative thoughts by connecting to something positive.
Well, no, he's giving an example right now. We'll continue with tomorrow, Amir Tzashem. No, right now what he's just saying is the first step is allowing your mind to wander. And then when you think about something, trying to figure out, do you identify with those things you are thinking about? He starts out with a positive example. It doesn't mean that positivity is the first thing you start, because it could be the first thing I think about is something negative. In which case then, and that's tomorrow's paragraph. You correct. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, anyway. Make things worse.